and welcome to The Huntington Way. My name is Pearl Sonnenschein.
And I'm Lani DiCastro.
And in today's episode, we'll be talking about summer programming, what kinds of options are out there for families, and the infamous summer slide. But first, let's talk about how summer break even came to be.
Do you know, or some people might not know, that summer break came to be because of agriculture? Because summertime is good for farming, especially for the colder states, like in Colorado. Kids needing to help families with farming over the summer, but that is actually not the reason why behind the summer.
Right. Summer is actually not the main time of year that kids would need help, would need to help their families with farming and harvesting. Those actually happen during the spring and fall seasons. So kids from rural areas would usually, back in the day, take their school breaks during those seasons instead. In cities, though, schools had a little bit different breaks from spring and fall. Schools typically ran year-round, and students would just attend when they could, but many families would take vacations over the summer because of how hot the schools and cities were, especially with lack of air conditioning. So because of that, because most families took their vacations over the summer and because of the heat, urban schools then moved to having a summer break. And now, the summer break that we now know and love actually came to be in the late 19th century due to school reformers wanting to create a consistent school calendar, no matter if the families lived in rural or urban areas.
And there are different types of summer programs that you can get your children involved in. For example, they can participate in the sleepaway camp, weekly camp, or even a day camp. Camps focus on academics, like CyberComp, and anything about new technology. They can also participate in activities related to certain interests or sports, like swim camp, baseball, soccer, and even basketball. Also, the other opportunity that families can do, and then the children, they can actually visit a farm, and they can do fun stuff like hay riding or apple or peaches picking, and also hiking and enjoying nature. The other thing as well is you can teach your child to cook and learn new skills like investing and financing.
Yeah, and all are great options. You really can't go wrong as long as you choose what's best for your child. For me, for example, when I was younger, me and my siblings all attended sleepaway camp. And I only attended for a couple of summers, but most of my siblings actually really enjoyed sleepaway camp. And my sister actually became a counselor there when she was in high school. I actually worked as a counselor at a day camp when I was in high school and into college. And so we were able to fill the days that way. So still being busy over the summer, mm-hmm. but still doing something a little productive. And Lenny, what about you? What did you do over the summers when you were a kid?
Well, while growing up, since we live in a rural place, what we did, my parents are teaching us how to go grow crops. And then during harvesting, we're going to go sell it. And some of it, we're going to go eat it, because we don't have any markets that is very close by. And that's the same time as well where my mom is going to go teach us how to sew, or also like crocheting, anything that is productive so that we can learn new skills. And that time we don't have any cell phone or anything, so we tend to play with our friends like hide and seek or hiking or going up the tree and picking some fruits.
So it sounds like because you are from more of a like small mountainous area in the Philippines, mm-hmm. right? Yep. And so you had a little bit more unstructured time over the summer, whereas I had something that was very structured going away to sleepaway camp.
But there are other benefits to having your child attend summer program unrelated to academics. More time over the summer for kids to focus on what they love since they don't have schoolwork. And I'm sure most of the kids like this because they don't need to go do homeworks or anything related to school. Another way to still keep your child involved but give them break from academics. And also, it doesn't mean that when your child is not doing something specifically related to academics, it doesn't mean that they are not learning. Just like what I said, you can teach your child new language as well. And even probably this is the best time to visit a place. Here in United States, there are a lot of states here, 50 states, and even different countries so that they can learn about cultures.
Yeah, and specifically in regards to academic programs, there is summer school that some students attend for a few reasons. They're needing to make up credits for a failing class, especially in high school. If the student ended up failing for one semester, they do need to make up that credit. This also allows students more time to get back to the basics in certain subjects. So if they are struggling with a certain core class, they're able to use summer school as a way to maybe get caught up in that subject. There are also typically smaller class sizes. So for students who struggle with the larger class sizes that we tend to see, especially in public school, over summer school, students are able to get that more individualized attention. And it is a way to get ahead in credits. So if a student is wanting to graduate high school early, which I know a few students actually do, then they can take care of those credits over the summer so that maybe their senior year, they don't have as much of a heavy workload when it comes to school work.
And not only that, getting some credits during summer, there's a spike of summer slide. And some school, since the pandemics, there's a greater need for learning gaps and lower grades. So other parents can also think about this, because this is the best time to go catch up for those. And it doesn't mean that they are only like developing old skills or new skills, but this is the best time as well to get ahead for the next school year.
Yes, exactly, Lenny. Like what you said, since the start of the pandemic, summer school, there's definitely been a higher need for it with those lower grades and missing some of those essential skills that they weren't able to receive during the school year. Now, the downside of summer school is that there is a stigma behind it. Kids want to spend summertime being with friends, not stuck in a classroom, not stuck indoors. But at the same time, if a student needs to make up credits, then that might be their only option, because they won't be able to make up those credits in high school during the school year. So Lenny, what do you think about this idea of summer school and the stigma behind it?
Well, for me, summer is always the best way to catch up or getting ahead. Remember, if you know how to go do the proper way of reading and writing, and also the study skills, those are the skills needed in order for you to be successful in school. And whatever you have, no one can take it away from you. It can help you beyond college.
So you would say that, well, what about when you were younger, I guess? Would you have wanted to go to summer school? Because for me, I would personally just want to spend the summer being outside, being with friends. I wouldn't necessarily want to attend school over the summer, but it sounds like you would have, maybe, if that were an option.
Well, during my time, we don't have anything. Instead of going to school or just helping my parents in the farm, I would just rather go to the school, because I don't need to dig soil or anything. Because remember, we live in a mountain, so it's not a flat area. The stuff that we're putting our crops, it's in the hilly, or it's not flat as it used to be. So I would rather do that instead of going to the farm. Mm-hmm.
That makes sense, yeah. And then there are other summer academic programs that aren't summer school.
Yes, CAMS Kids interests related to academics like STEM, which is very in right now, like cyber camp or anything about the new technology that is now starting up. That is the best thing as well. And also writing. When we say writing, they can learn how to go write a proper essay or composition, because it's always a must for being a high schooler to go do that. And probably also with math, because if you have a good foundational skills in mathematics, then it will help you to become better with higher math that you're going to go take later down the line.
And in addition to learning gaps due to COVID, summertime already gives students a disadvantage because of that time away from consistent learning. This is often why teachers assign schoolwork over the summer, so that students can retain as much information as possible, even though students don't necessarily like receiving homework over the summer. When I was a teacher, the English teachers at the high school that I taught at would assign homework and reading homework so that students could keep up with that skill. Something important to note, too, is that students from low-income families do have a disadvantage when it comes to overcoming that summer slide. And what I mean by summer slide is that gap in learning, where students do lose some knowledge from the previous school year over those few months where students aren't in school, and then they do need to refresh their memories, relearn that information a little bit once they get back to school in August. So low-income students don't have as many options for summer programming compared to higher-income families, mostly because of costs. Go ahead.
And since you mentioned that, let's go look at the study map using the math growth. The average student across grade 1 to 8 experienced about 17% to 34% loss in the previous year's learning gains over summer break. And then this is only like summer break, not including with the pandemic that we had. A more recent study from 2020, published in the American Education Research Journal, shows that over half of students from grade 1 to 6 lost an average of 39% from their school year gains during summer. These students were followed over the course of 5 summers.
So clearly, it's important for students to be actively involved in something over the summer. Otherwise, they lose a lot of information and knowledge from the previous year.
Now, the answer may be obvious, but what does all that tell us about the importance of continuing education over the summer? It shows us that because there is such a large summer learning gap, it's important for our children to stay involved in education in some form over the summer.
Even if it's not directly related to academics, I would say. And Lenny, being the center director of Huntington, you see many students attending your center over the summer. When we come back from our break, I'll be interviewing Lenny on summer programming options that Huntington provides.
But first, our weekly tips for students.
This week's tip is don't be afraid to ask for help. Whether you realize it or not, the adults in your life want to help you, but sometimes don't realize that you're needing help. It's important to learn to vocalize this need early on. In fact, many people don't learn this skill until college or even later.
You can ask your teachers, parents, aunts, uncles, grandparents, neighbors, or whoever is involved with your education you feel comfortable reaching out to. And if you know you need help with something but aren't sure what is the question that you will need to ask or help with, at least you let someone know that you're needing support. Then they can work with you to figure out what's going on. And always remember, there is always a solution to a problem. Do not keep it to yourself.
When we come back, I'll be interviewing Lenny about the various summer programs that Huntington Learning Center offers, so stay tuned. Welcome back to the Huntington Way. My name is Pearl Sunshine, and I am here with my co-host, Lenny DeCastro, and I will be interviewing her about her role as the center director and franchisee of Huntington Learning Center. So Lenny, we mentioned this in our first episode, but let's refresh our audience's memory a bit. What is Huntington Learning Center?
Huntington Learning Center is a tutoring company, and it started in New Jersey in 1977. And they started franchising after 10 years, and now there are 3 locations here in Colorado. What we do here at Huntington is that we're helping the students to develop their academic skills in reading, writing, phonics, vocabulary, spelling, and mathematics.
And tell us about your own involvement in the tutoring center. Why, when did you open up the franchise in Colorado Springs and why?
Okay, so we opened the franchise in 2017. So after we came back from Italy and my husband is about to retire, we were looking for something that we can do after retirement. And since we love education and just like what I'm telling for the previous episode, we were challenged with my son being in different school, starting in his kindergarten up to middle school. And I've seen gaps that he is missing from moving from one place to another place, different schools, dad schools, charter schools. And when we come back here, I've seen that. So I was challenged with that, and I was looking for a tutoring company that can help him. And that's the beginning of our research, and we found this Huntington. And then in 2017, I went to the corporate to go see how it goes. And I like the curriculum that they are having. So I told my husband, I think this is the one that I would like to go do in the future. And that's the start basically of that. And my son is our first student for the learning center. So imagine he has missing skills, and in the school that he's going to, at the first year high school, he can technically do a college course if he passed this occupational test. So the first time he didn't pass it. So it means something. So what I did, since we start Huntington in 2017, he became one of our students. And in March 2018, he took the occupational test again. And guess what? He was able to pass it with flying colors. And since then, he's been attending college courses, even though he is in high school. So that means a lot to me that our program works with learning center from K to 12. And not only that, we have exam prep for SAT, ACT, and also subject tutoring for higher math and sciences.
Wow. And what an amazing experience that you were able to actually not only experience Huntington Learning Center as the franchisee and center director, but also just as a parent to see whether or not it actually works. I'm sure that, I mean, doesn't that help you relate to parents who are interested in the tutoring services?
Yes, it does. And since Huntington is the best, then I will choose the best one for my child. Because just like what I said, that's the only thing that we can give it to him as an inheritance. Mm-hmm. Money can be gone in a few years, but if you have that knowledge, it will bring him to where he needs to be.
Definitely. And so with Huntington, you know, in this episode, we're talking about summer programs. So what sorts of programs do you offer over the summer at the Learning Center?
We have like a lot of programs that we can offer. So aside from our Learning Center, subject tutoring, and also exam prep, we typically during summer, we can offer as well Huntington Advantage Program, wherein we can help students to get ahead or develop such specific skills in reading, writing. When we say writing, it's not like typically improving handwriting. What we do with writing is we're teaching them about language, how to write essay, note-taking, and the like. We also have Math Advantage Program, wherein we can teach the students for basic foundational skills like addition, multiplication, division, and even higher like algebra, geometry, trigonometry, and a little bit introduction of calculus. And then the best thing that we can offer as well is the Huntington Advantage Program in Study Skills, wherein we can teach the students with organizational skills, note-taking, test-taking skills, and other skills that involve with time management and even as well like writing for a public speaking. So those typical programs we're offering for summer. And with our learning center, typically the students who finish our program, we can get them up to 2+ grade level when they completed the program. And with SAT and ACT, we can technically give them 5+ points in ACT and also 229 points in SAT.
Wow. And I'm sure that over the summer, especially the Study Skills Huntington Advantage program that you were referring to is probably really great, especially for those students who are transitioning either from elementary school to middle school or from middle school to high school, because I've noticed that that's really when students tend to struggle with just kind of getting a feel for, okay, what is school like now that I'm in middle school or high school or even college? So I'm sure that some parents would be interested in learning more about that program. So can you explain a little bit? You mentioned that with these programs, you're able to boost students up a couple of grade levels in reading and math. Are there other ways that these programs benefit students?
Of course. Because remember, let's say when the students are getting behind in school, let's say, for example, they get behind 2 years when we first tested them, and they completed the program, and then they're going to be able to go be at their grade level, 1+ grade level, or even 2+ grade level, that can help them a long, long way. And especially for the exam prep that we have, if the students can get the score that they need in order to go get into college that they want, plus the score, they boost it up to 229 points and over, that means a lot of scholarship money that they can get free for college. So those are just kind of like the benefits some of the benefits that going to Huntington.
Yeah. And are there any factors that would make you recommend tutoring to a family or a student?
Of course. If you are seeing that there's a need, let's say, for example, reading, and then during the MAP growth or in school, if you're seeing your child reading on a second grade level, but actually they are fourth grade level, then that means something that you need to go do something about it, because you don't want your student to keep behind more and get frustrated in school. The more help that you can get them now is better than doing nothing at all.
Yes, that makes a lot of sense. And does your center tend to be more busy over the summer or during the school year? And why do you think that is?
Well, especially during the pandemic, we get seen a lot of students coming to us, but we are open year round. So there are students who are coming during the school year and mostly also during summertime. So we've seen students coming in the morning and for some weeks that they need to go finish the program, and so that they will be ready for the next school year. And just like what I said, we are open the year round, Monday to Thursday and Saturday.
And I know that many teachers use the summertime to find another job for extra income. Is Huntington a place where teachers work over the summer as well?
Definitely. Most of our teachers are professionals who would like to go give impact to the students as well. And also our teachers sometimes are also like from school. Like they're a school teacher who would like to go get a summer job. And we can cater for that because we can only have a teacher who has a 4-year degree in Huntington so that we can serve the students better and prepare them.
And is that something that sets Huntington Learning Center apart from other tutoring centers? Is that most of the teachers or all of the teachers do have a bachelor's degree and some are also certified teachers?
Well, yeah, the teachers need to have like a bachelor's degree because that's what we are far from other tutoring center. And aside from that, we are the only one that has accreditation. Like we are accredited by Western Association of College and Schools, wherein they also accredit the middle school and other schools. So that's the other benefit of coming to Huntington. And then our program is individualized and personalized, meaning to say, after the student finished the academic evaluation to go find out their strengths and weaknesses, we can find out the things that we need to go work with the kids. And most of our students are doing individual learning. For K to third, it's typically one-on-one, and for the fourth grade and above, we can do a small group up to 4 students per 1 teacher.
And what is your favorite part of being the franchisee/director of Huntington?
That's a good question. I really like working with children. So the moment that they came in, they're feeling depressed, they're feeling like frustrated with what's going on. What I want is that whenever they finish and completed the program and then they get the score that they need, and then they're going to call me like, hey, I got this score. Imagine we have students who did 1590, 1570, and even 1530 once they completed the program. And I was so happy because no one can take that away from them because they really work hard. And those are the achievements that money cannot buy. And I love the fact that I am part of their success.
Right. And what an amazing thing to be able to see that growth over time. Even if the student is just there for, say, 3 months to prepare for the SAT, you're still able to see that growth.
Yes. And then just like what I said, we have a typical fifth grader who came to us and then he was grading on a first grade level. But after 3 months, he was reading on a third grade level already. So it's a great accomplishment for him as a learner and then for the parents as well. And for the teacher, because the teachers are also involved with us. Mm-hmm. So we can build confidence, motivation, and skills with the students that we are serving.
Definitely. And if someone is interested in signing their child up for Huntington summer programming, how can they reach you?
Well, they can call us, telephone number at 719-239-7073. And we are located at 1430 Kelly Johnson Boulevard near Chapel Hills Mall. And also they can go to our website, www.huntingtonhelps.com.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Lenny, for letting me interview you about Huntington Learning Center. This has been The Huntington Way. My name is Pearl Sunshine, and we'll catch you next time.